I welcome you again to Central Moments, and I don't say that tritely. I'm so grateful for all of those of you who join every day. Got a text from one of my three sisters this morning saying, you know, I watch every morning, and I know that she's not the only one of my sisters that watches every day. I just give them a shout out. Love you guys. But appreciate every one of you who give yourselves each day, whether it be in the morning or the evening or midday, to just walking through the Word of God. We're at the end of our seventh week of 40 weeks walking through the Bible, and Moses is about to lead Israel out of their slavery in Egypt. And verse 1 of Exodus chapter 7, the Lord said to Moses, "See, I have made you like God to Pharaoh, and your brother Aaron will be your prophet." That's because Moses had complained that he didn't speak very well, so God conceded and said, well, you tell Aaron what needs to be said, and Aaron can speak to Pharaoh. Well, as we've realized already, Pharaoh said, no, I'm not going to let Egypt, I'm not going to let Israel out of Egyptian slavery. And so God is going to turn up the heat. What happens in the next few chapters is that God sends nine plagues. These plagues are plagues of frogs and darkness and everything, and they're all related to certain pagan deities that Egypt had. So it's in a way that these plagues were just confronting at least some of the false gods that Egypt worshipped. And you know, sometimes Pharaoh came within an inch of saying, okay, they can go. And then he immediately changed his mind. And so after nine plagues, Pharaoh is still saying, no, we will not let the Israelites out of Egyptian slavery. And so chapter 11, after nine plagues are done, chapter 11, verse 1, now the Lord had said to Moses, I will bring one more plague on Pharaoh, one more. And I will bring judgment on all, I will strike down every firstborn of both people and animals and will bring judgment on all the gods of Egypt. For I am the Lord. One more judgment. And he said the firstborn of human families and the firstborn among animals are going to be struck down. And with that judgment, Pharaoh's going to let you go out of slavery and leave Egypt. And in verse 13, he says, and the blood will be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. What's he talking about there? Well, the Lord had already instructed them the death angel is going to pass over. But I want you to take a lamb, sacrifice it, and take its blood. The blood, the shedding of blood was always the giving up of life. It was always the paying of a penalty. I want you to take the blood, which represents the giving up of life, and I want you to put that lamb's blood on the doorposts and the lintel of your house. And when the death angel passes over to bring death to the firstborn, if the angel sees the blood, then that angel of judgment will pass over you. In other words, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, God says to Moses. And of course, Passover, that's still to this day one of the great feasts of the Jewish calendar year. Every year, Passover is celebrated for this moment of moments when finally Israel's delivered from her slavery and captivity. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. Judgment passes over. And so we see this whole sacrificial system in the Old Testament, the shedding of blood, to somehow allow the judgment of God to be held at bay. On the night before Jesus was crucified, he was at what we call the Last Supper. And the Last Supper was a special type of celebration meal. It was nothing less than the Passover meal itself, because the next day, in the Feast of Passover, Jesus would shed his own blood. And by the shedding of Jesus' own blood, our sins are covered. And God's judgment passes over us. This was no mistake. Jesus became the embodiment of those little lambs that were slaughtered and the blood applied to the doorposts and lintels of the home. And I want to ask you today, has the blood of Jesus been applied to the doorposts of your heart? You know, those words are still totally true. God says, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. His judgment will not touch us when the blood of Jesus covers us. So I just want to pray with you today. Father, thank you that you are the Passover lamb. You are the sacrifice lamb. You came where God judged the firstborn in those families. You sent your one and only son to himself be the sacrifice for our sin. Lord, let us be washed clean by your blood today. And thank you that when you see the blood of Jesus over us, your judgment passes over us, and only your grace and your favor and your forgiveness and the power of your Spirit come to us. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Christ that protects us from the judgment of God and that fills us with everything of your purpose, your destiny, your favor, your grace, and your Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. When you see the blood, your judgment will pass over us. Hallelujah for the blood of Jesus. We receive it afresh. Wash us clean today and make us alive and full of your Spirit, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.